As we continue in worship this day, we have an opportunity to read upon the scriptures and hear a word from God. Let us pray before I dive in. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to be together in this place today to hear a word from you. Lord, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Scripture for this morning comes from Philippians 4, 4 through 9. The words will be found on the screen. Hear these words. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, this is where you come in. All right, there we go. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. So for the next couple weeks, we're going to be talking about poo. Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh was a figure I grew up watching. And when we always check out secondhand bookstores when we travel, and we came across this book, A Walk in the Wood, Meditations and Mindfulness with a Bear Named Pooh. It was written by Dr. Joseph Parent and Nancy Parent. So we came across this book, and I was like, that looks like a cool book. Maybe I'll use it for a sermon series. So here we are, 2 weeks of Winnie the Pooh. This particular book, Mind, talks a lot about mindfulness and kindness. I think it's relevant for us in the way in which we live today. As Paul writes the words from Philippians, these words to the people of Philippi, he's writing while he's in chains. His body's been beaten. He's almost been stoned to death. He's endured so much, and soon he will actually die for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so how does Paul, in all of these crazy conditions, keep joy in his heart, experiencing so much distress and anxiety and pain and worry? And we read in the scripture for today, he says, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, this is where you come in, rejoice. Always be full of joy in the Lord. Celebrate the way. Celebrate your way through the chaos. If you remember in other letters, Paul is sitting in prison and he's singing psalms and spiritual praises to God, worshiping God in the middle of the night, keeping people up, sparking their curiosity of how in the world is this guy singing praises to God, rejoicing in the Lord in the midst of all that he's going through. And people actually come to know Jesus through these acts of faithfulness towards God. In Philippians 1:21, it says, Christ will be exalted whether by life or by death, for to me living is in Christ and dying is gain. You see, Paul, throughout his life transformation, didn't just talk the talk, but he walked the walk. He worshiped God in the midst of any and all that was going on in his life. And so this book deals with mindfulness and kindness towards yourself and towards others. Mindfulness is truly listening to others in spite of how you want to respond. So often we are ready to respond even before they finish their sentence. We're ready for the next comment. Mindfulness is a state of full awareness, moment by moment, present to all one's experiences without judgment or bias. This is hard, to be mindful of others. It's about being aware of what is happening both externally and around you and both internally within you as you listen to other people's stories. It's about being in the here and now. And the goals of mindfulness are to be able to pay attention more completely to what you are doing, how you're moving, what you're thinking, what you're hearing, and to maintain that for a longer period of time, and to notice when your mind wanders away, thinking about how you're going to respond or what emotions is created in you, and to bring yourself back again over and over again. Mindfulness. It's hard. We're like the character in Up, the movie Up. It's a movie, and we get distracted by every squirrel that comes walking by. In the scripture, Paul's not telling us to ignore what is wrong in our life or ignore the things that are consuming us, but Paul's talking about having a confidence in what is right. And as bad as things have been going for Paul, Paul finds his joy in something greater than anything that is going on in his life. Any trial, any persecution, any hardship. And he says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say, man, y'all are on it now. You hear that, choir? All right. Rejoice in the God who's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So the benefits of mindfulness, maybe one of these or two of these will hit with you. Peace of mind. Anyone need peace of mind? Calmness and stress reduction. Ooh. The opportunity to work through and transform painful thoughts, memories, and worries, as well as the acceptance of the changes and challenges life brings. Those are all pretty good. So this book didn't give me a scripture to pick from, but I came up with this one from Philippians. For Paul, his mind was on Christ and the ways Christ was at work in his life. When we allow our minds to be grounded and focused on all that is good and not all that is bad, it's then that we are able to get a greater sense of the good that we find in God. For Winnie the Pooh, this started in the morning. Before he exited his bed, before he put his feet on the floor, he thought about what a gift it was to be alive. And so do we immediately turn on the news and see what all bad happened throughout the night as our first act of waking up? Do we first pull out our phone and start scrolling through and seeing what is happening in everyone else's life before our feet hit the ground? Or do we acknowledge what a gift it is to be alive? To set our attentions on being mindful and kind to yourselves and through others, through the way you think, the way you talk, the way we act throughout the day. This is the magic of living in mindfulness. This is the natural magic that happens when we think about the gift of being alive and how we might be mindful and kind to others. There's a quote. It says, every morning when we wake up, we have 24 brand new hours to live. What a precious gift. We have the capacity to live in a way that these 24 hours will bring peace and joy and happiness to ourselves and others. And then one of Winnie the Pooh's favorite quotes, he says, "The past is history, the future's a mystery. Being here and now is a precious gift." That's why they call it the... Y'all are on it now. Paul says, "Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." Think about those things. It doesn't say for us to focus on life, our life and mind, on all that is wrong. Can you imagine? "Finally, beloved, whatever is wrong, whatever is hurtful, whatever is exclusive, whatever is dirty, focus on these." No, that wouldn't be very good. It says to focus on those that seem right and pleasing and excellent and worthy of praise. The positives of life, while being mindful of the negatives. We aren't going to ignore those who are hungry. We're not going to ignore those who are hurting. We're not going to ignore those who are oppressed or excluded. But I wonder if there's a way to meet these needs while continuing to focus on the joy that we find in Christ, to help each and every person find that freedom that we experience. You see, to extend true caring is the wish that all beings be free from the struggle that they're facing, and that they be happy and at ease. So this morning, let's try this mindfulness thing. And so in order to do this, I want y'all to kind of put your feet flat on the ground if they reach. And I want you to put your hands maybe in your lap. I don't want you to try to change anything at all, or I just want you to breathe and let go. Maybe close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Breathe out those things that you're struggling with. Breathe in the goodness and the love of God. Think about your breaths. As you're focusing on your breaths and your eyes are closed, what are you hearing? What do you feel? What are you thinking about? Thinking about the next thing you're going to do when you get out of here? I want you to bring yourself back to being in this moment. Give your heart permission to be exactly as it is. And allow yourself to be exactly as you are. Not thinking about what is to come, of being in the here and now. As your eyes are closed, let us end in prayer. God, we love you, and we do indeed thank you for this time together. We thank you for this community, a community with such a big heart, with a mind towards those in need, towards those who are hurting, to those without. And God, as we meet each of those needs, May you set our hearts in an attitude of mindfulness and kindness, that it's not just a transaction, but Lord, it's about a relationship that we might have with those in need. Lord, guide us and direct us, show us how we might continue to grow in your love each and every day. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.